Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. The Tuesday that, well, everybody, that you know it's over. And it just doesn't look bad. It just doesn't look like, oh, wow. Like, Joe's pretty crazy here. It doesn't look good at all. No, it's over. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. I am John. He is Ike. And I think most people would agree that things are not good right now. And all it took was an Instagram and a tweet last night. Hello, Ike.
Well, yeah, depending on that, who that that tweet and Instagram came from, that was one Joel Embiid. So, yeah, I would say things have, been turned up a notch or two.
Yeah.
And I don't share the same sentiment that I know some people out there share, that this is just a trolling job by Joel Embiid and everything's going to be okay and stupid media, they're falling for it and this and that. Nah. I don't necessarily agree with that. It is salvageable, though. You can salvage this thing. You can find a way to reel him back in and get him on board. It's up to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the organization. Right now, just looking at it from the outside, Joel Embiid, to me, seems like he's acting out in a way that he wants attention. So he's obviously not getting it from
in-house.
So now he wants to be the center of our attention.
So, in other words, he hasn't had conversations since the shut the bleep up the other night, and he's being like, man, these people, they're scared of him. Right? They're scared of him. You know what, Ike? I'd be scared of him too. Right? Because that's already how it's been laid out. That's already how it's what's happening right now, is that he more or less does what he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
and everybody just is trying to keep things in order so they can play, right? All they want is everyone to be happy and play basketball and grow together and win. But then there was a lot of other things that are happening there with Joel Embiid, and they've never seen a guy like this before. I mean, he is, like, I don't even think it's just he's looking for attention, which he clearly is,
mm-hmm.
but there's more to it than that, like you said.
Well, he wants to feel the love. So he wants to feel like he's the guy, that he's needed, and things revolve around him. Now, I know for people listening who work a 8-hour, 9-to-5 job, some even 10-to-12-hour jobs out there, they don't want to hear this stuff about professional athletes that makes millions of dollars. The problem is, yeah, this is sort of par for the course, especially in this league. In this league. In football, you get it with your Antonio Browns, your OBJs, you know, some of your corners, some of your receivers, some of those divas, right? Yeah, even a running back from time to time. But in basketball, it's just about with all the star players, unless they're happy. And the only time star players are typically happy is when things are centered around them. And for whatever reason, he feels like he is just a spoke on this wheel, right? That's he feels like, I'm not as important. And that's what the whole, replying to Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy couldn't wait to jump in.
Oh, yeah, you know why? Because they're texting about it all the time.
You know they're in contact with each other. He's longing for Jimmy. Talked about him early in the season.
I would say they're in constant contact.
Yes.
I would say they're on text message on a regular basis. And Jimmy saw the tweet and laughed and said that, I know a place that would like you.
Yeah.
And then Joel responded. I mean, it's honestly, I don't remember anything like this ever happening in the city before with an athlete. I don't remember. And 40% of our poll already says it's not even a big deal. We're making too much over it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally disagree. This is over. This is, I mean, at the very least, this is going to be really, really tough to salvage. But I feel like at this point, like, all it's going to take is one more thing to happen, and he's just going to say, I want out. Right? Like, he's going to say, I'm out, I'm done, because it already feels like he's checked out. Like, that's what he's most interested in, is playing games on social media. Like, you think his teammates are enjoying what's going on, that they have to answer questions about this?
No.
You think anybody in the Sixers organization is enjoying any of this? You think fans are enjoying any of this?
Well, some of them may be.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
Some of them may be.
There's 28 games to play, mm-hmm. and you're not that far away from having home court advantage, at least in the first series.
The first round, yeah.
Right, and I think that's what Sixers fans are focused on, is like, hey, I like this team. I want them to turn it around. Instead, this is what Joel Embiid's focused on.
Well, you want him focused on that.
Yeah, he's not.
Now, some people want to think he's using some sort of reverse psychology here and he's going to come out and play better. Okay, well, that's all great if that's what happens. The problem is, if it doesn't happen, we're not going to forget these moments. So when it doesn't happen, if you do happen to be eliminated before you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, this fan base will not be happy.
Yep.
And then you're going to be the center of the frustration of this fan base.
Yeah, like, God forbid something happens tonight where he gets booed. I think the crowd's going to go down there tonight and just be like, oh, we love you, Joe. Don't be upset anymore. Don't threaten to leave.
Well, I tell you what, he better not shush the crowd tonight.
Well, that's
that would not be a good idea.
What I'm saying is you're another bad game of shushing or booing away from this being where he could be suspended or something now. He could go off the rails now.
Suspended.
Well, I mean, I'm
by
just saying.
Team?
Well, I mean, if he does something contact detrimental to the team with posting tweets about something,
Brett Brown and Elton Brand don't have the stones to suspend Joel Embiid.
Probably.
No, they don't.
Probably they don't.
They don't.
And I'm not even saying anything that he's done so far is suspendable, or I wouldn't suspend him. But you're only doing that because you know that he's trolling, and you know what he's doing.
Well, they know they need him.
Yes, you know, you're right. They do need him. But at this point, does anybody really believe this is turning around? This is, like, so you do think this is salvageable?
The relationship with him.
Yeah, Joel Embiid.
Yes. Yes, you get a different coach in here. You Elton Brand, you start moving some of these parts that don't fit and figure out how to build a team around these two guys who you're in no rush to move. Although I think it would be better served if you did move one of them and then just decide who to build around. But right now, they're at a stage of their career. They don't know how to play off of each other. They have other things that are driving forces to them, which are individual goals. So they aren't necessarily willing to, dial their game back so that the other guy can get his shine on, at least to a point where there is no animosity there.
Right.
And they may be forced to do it at times, but then there's animosity. Then there's the moping. Then there is the withdrawing from the team and not feeling like you're a part of what's going on out there.
Yep.
That's what they're dealing with right now. This thing isn't going to change. And listen, we all love Brett Brown. He's been here 7 years. So we don't need to feel sorry as if Brett Brown's getting the short end of the stick.
But it's
time for a new message. And Elton Brand, I think you had better recognize this sooner than later, or you're going to fall on the sword after Brett Brown. Right? Like you got to figure this thing out. Signing Al Horford, I don't know whose idea that was.
Could have been Brett's, could have been Elton, could have been both of them.
Yeah, I don't know whose idea.
You're right.
The decision to move on from Jimmy Butler, now maybe Jimmy wanted to go to Miami more than he wanted to stay here.
Sure. It's it is over. Jack Fritz, is it over? I'm amazed that the most people of our Twitter poll, mm-hmm. brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, 15% off your order at Mark's Jewelers now through Montgomery, now through Valentine's Day, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. More people than not are saying that it's not a big deal.
Well, that's not. Joel
Embiid and the Sixers, this is not a big deal.
Well, that's because that's what they want to believe. That's like saying the issue in the locker room with the Eagles was no big deal.
Process truster.
am I right? That's like saying the Joe Santa Liquido story wasn't real.
Yeah.
It was made up, right? Even though I didn't necessarily agree with everything in there, and he might have added his own sauce to it, there was still some truth behind the reporting that had gone on.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It went on for 2 years and it cropped up again this year. So I know fans don't want to believe this stuff has any legitimacy to it, but I can't ignore it, and I hope the Sixers aren't ignoring it. Now, here's the way you handle it is different.
Right.
Right? I'm not saying address it and then move one of the guys. What I'm saying is address it and fix it. He is your best player.
Yeah, it's got to be fixed.
He is your best player, and the Sixers aren't going anywhere if he's focused on other things other than being the best player out there on the court.
But it's got to be
every night.
You have one chance to fix it. Like, this organization has one chance to fix what they are right now. And you can point fingers and say Colangelo, Hinkie, mm-hmm. Elton Brand coming in, Brett Brown for allowing it, Joshua Harris for being the owner. Whoever deserves the blame, and there's more than one person, obviously, including the players, but it needs to be fixed. Right, if that means that Joel Embiid is staying, then Joel Embiid stays, right? But it needs to be fixed. If you're keeping Joel Embiid, there needs to be a real plan in place for how it's going to work and how you're going to make him happy, mm-hmm. both on and off the court. There also has to be a conversation with Joel Embiid to where it's like, listen, like some of the stuff you can't do anymore, mm-hmm. right? Like Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid talking about going to Miami on Instagram is ridiculous, mm-hmm. right? Like that's ridiculous. You can't have that. So, I'll just say this, and on Twitter, Process Truster replies to our poll, and by the way, is Embiid as his photo on there. He says, gotta love the Philly media. I'll say this to you, Process Truster. You think the Sixers aren't concerned about this? You think the Sixers are thinking this is not a big deal at all?
Well, fans want us to ignore it.
Right.
That's what they want. They want us to let it go away.
But
that's not going to happen.
But trust me on this.
That's not going to happen.
They know how much of an issue this is.
Yes.
They know how big of a deal this is.
You're in
they
Philadelphia.
Know.
This isn't going to get ignored. And one of the most popular players in this city is out here trolling people. Okay. Well, when you troll people, people respond to the trolling. So it becomes a topic of conversation.
888-729-9494.
Which means Brett Brown will be asked about it again tonight prior to the game.
About 5:20-ish.
Yep.
John Johnson's going to be there. He's going to jump on right afterwards with us.
Yep.
You think the Sixers aren't scared about this? Like 12% saying it's over. I'm surprised at that, man. Like I know you disagree and you think that it's still salvageable,
yeah.
But you also realize how
this
bad
is
this
serious.
Is.
Yes. Yes, this isn't something that just blows over. At least I don't think so.
Are we going to get sit-ups in his driveway?
I don't think we're at that stage
his
yet.
His version is putting out a tweet and an Instagram from Batman, quote from Batman. That's what he does.
That's athletes today. You guys see, that's the thing. Today's athlete goes to social media.
He stewed.
They unfollow the team. They unfollow certain teammates.
You're so right.
Athletes do.
He spent all day yesterday looking up his name, seeing what people were saying before he put that he put it out last night. He knew what he was doing.
Because he also knew what he knew what he gestured in that game,
mm-hmm.
telling the crowd to shut the bleep up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He knew that.
Let's do it after this. 888-729-9494. Game tonight. They're going to have to talk after the game.
Joel.
And by the way, just for the people that either aren't big Sixers fans or they're starting to have fatigue with this topic, first of all, good luck. This is one of the biggest topics in all sports.
Yes, it's on national TV.
But we promise to have some other stuff that we're going to mix in today, some Eagles stuff, the Major League Baseball changes, Chris Bryant's not going to the Phillies, and Jack.
Ah.
Does this mean Jack stops the Lent, or what do you do?
No, I pledged to John Middleton that I'd lose 21 pounds, and I'm going to keep that fight up.
All right, we have a nice long segment to take phone calls coming up next.
Ike, you don't believe me?
You've already given up?
No, I haven't given up.
No, he's going to keep it going.
Yeah, I'm holding John Middleton accountable.
How much weight have you lost?
4 pounds.
What has he given up?
I don't know.
You have to give up
beer,
something specific.
Beer, right?
You haven't had a beer?
No.
So that's what it is. It's just beer.
I gave him up beer. Down 4 pounds.
888-729-9494.
I don't know if I believe that.
And for how long are you doing this for?
Until I lose the 21 pounds.
All right. So down in Clearwater.
Yeah, I don't want to see you with anything.
888-729-9494.
You don't want to see me with anything? What?
94.
In your hand.
It's Marks and Reese. Your phone call's coming up next. I'll say this. If you don't see that this is a major issue, you're blind. But it's over. Today's the day that I'll remember that it was over. It's over. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Just talking to myself, I've not been playing up to my standards. So even tonight, you look at the night. Like tonight, you know, I didn't shot the ball well, and I didn't play well. So, you know, just mad at myself. So just gotta, you know, just frustrated. Just gotta keep trying to get better every single day.
Oh my God, it's like a knife in the ear listening to him talk at this point. Joel Embiid last night on Instagram and also Twitter: "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain." And that was a line from Batman, one of the Batmans. I didn't even know where he got it from.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
And the photo was him shushing.
Is that Two-Faced?
It is.
Mm-hmm. You guys talking inside?
Yeah, it's one of the characters from Batman.
Come on, John.
I don't watch it. I haven't seen it. I have no interest in it. All right? I know I'm the weird one. You guys, I don't enjoy whatever.
It's not from the 80s, so.
No. It's
right, exactly. No, I've zero.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the newer ones.
Well, it's from the 2008, I think.
That's the last one Heath Ledger was in.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah, the Joker.
So that he puts that out there, and you know, Jack sends it to me, and I'm just like, oh my God, like this dude. It's like we said yesterday, closing the show was like, oh well, maybe this is all the Joel Embiid talk until he goes on social media later tonight, and he did it, and then Jimmy Butler gets involved on Instagram and says, "I know a place where villains are welcome." And then Joel Embiid responds, "Damn right, my brother." Like, oh my, like I'm so nauseous, I'm so nauseated, and I'm not coming on the air today saying, "Trey's a bum, trade him, get him out of here." Because the best thing for the franchise is to make this work with all the parties included right now. Mm-hmm. The best thing for the franchise certainly isn't to ship Joel Embiid out of here with no leverage. That's for sure. So you have to figure out how to make this work, because here's what's going to end up happening if you send him to Miami and he decides that's where he wants to go. They'll freaking win a title down there because Pat Riley will actually be able to handle him. Hmm. He's not going to take his crap like these guys take their crap, right? This organization is not strong enough to handle Joel Embiid at this point, and he's not slowing down anytime soon, Ike. I can tell you that. This is a huge deal. And for, I would say, the biggest brainwashed fan base of the city, I mean, maybe even the Flyers, right?
They're more brainwashed than Flyers fans.
Well, I mean, because like Flyers fans are just very pro-team, and they kind of keep to themselves because they know that on sports radio we don't talk about it and they get limited coverage. Mm-hmm.
Phillies fans are just always miserable.
Phillies fans are right, like me, where I just want to I hate everything, right? And Sixers fans are like, the responses here are unbelievable. You know what? Who it is? They're millennials. Mm-hmm. They're millennials that came up as the they have beards and they're process trusters and they're
Spike Eskin.
Right, exactly. And Spike is their leader, right?
Well, except actually, Spike is with us.
Except Spike knows this is a huge deal. This is a huge deal. This is bad. And if it's not over, which I believe it's over, it is in big time trouble. 888-729-9494. If you don't think this is a big deal, right now, on the phones, 888-729-9494. Because you got a sharp tongue on Twitter saying this is made up by the media and, oh, the Philly media.
Yo,
the Philly media didn't go on Twitter and Instagram last night. And this isn't some kind of an inside joke where they're all laughing at us.
No, we're reacting to Joel Embiid.
Right. You think his teammates think this is some funny joke?
No.
I don't think at all. No,
they actually get the real mopey, emotional roller coaster Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
So they know.
They know how toxic this is becoming quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phones. Chris in South Philadelphia. Chris, you're our first caller today. What's going on, man? How are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on? How are we doing?
What's up, Chris?
So I need to vent a little bit. I think Sixers fans need to stop compartmentalizing that firing Brett Brown will do anything. I think that Ben's strength is Joel's weakness, and Joel's strength is Ben's weakness. Ben likes to run and gun, get out in the full court set. Joel likes to mismatch and spacing in the half court set, and it's just not going to work with the two of them. And I think we really need to talk about losing one of our assets. And I think I'm tired of it. Oh, well, we got to the second round the last 2 years. That's not good enough. I didn't sit through 10-72 to get to the second round. I think, unfortunately, we need to really sit down and think about what kind of return we can get for Joe and what kind of return we can get for Ben and try and make something happen. I don't think it's going to work with the two of them. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I've been. I just don't know how soon do you pull the trigger on this thing. I think before you do that, I would like to see another coach in here. I'd like to see some different personnel in here. Now, this stuff can't be done until the off season, so you're going to have to just basically ride this out. You got to ride this out. You got to hope that Joel Embiid comes back from the All-Star break, rejuvenated, re-energized, and ready to go, and is locked in for the stretch run. He's been waiting to get to this portion of the season, right? The only thing that has mattered is what he does in the postseason. So he didn't have the MVP caliber season this year. Probably won't even be all NBA. Maybe he will make second or third team all NBA. Certainly not playing like a first team all NBA player.
No, but he's had a good year.
Yeah, I mean, considering. Yeah. But just imagine what he would be like if he was locked in. If he was locked in. I mean, last year, man, he averaged 27 and a half points, 13 and a half rebounds.
30 and 14. You see, like that.
In 64 games last year.
Listen, man, that's the problem is that as much as I sit here and I'm telling you, no athlete in this town has ever done this to me. Where I don't want to say I hate the player. Like I do. I hate his personality. I do. He has poor character. I know he does. He's a bad teammate. You know, guys act like they like him. You think they really like Joel Embiid doing this stuff? You think they're hanging out with Joel Embiid? You got a couple guys that probably roll with him, right? I don't like this player, but here's what I know.
I don't know if any of these dudes hang out with each other. Have I seen anybody hanging out with each other?
No.
Other than at that Super Bowl?
No. No.
Ben has his own crew. Joel has his own crew. Tobias, we know he has his own crew.
He just misses Bobin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should bring back Bobby.
Tobias is sitting in a coffee shop somewhere probably right now reading the Wall Street Journal.
Him and Gabe?
Yeah, that's Tobias.
Yep.
So we know he's not hanging with any of these guys. Horford thinks he's in a damn twilight zone and is trying to figure out, how the hell can I get back to Boston?
He shushed the crowd and scored 0 points the next game. Bleep you.
And I tell you what, he ought to be thanking Joel Embiid because we're not on him.
Yeah, he's an easier target for sure. Because we know he sucks. But with that all that being said that I said about him, mm-hmm. I also know that despite – getting frustrated and overreacting, the best way for this organization, for the Sixers to win a championship, is by figuring out Joel Embiid.
Yes.
And keeping him, like, he's out of control. He's out of control, and not in a way where you're worried about him getting arrested or in trouble. He's just, his emotion, he's so emotional. It's out of control. And I'm on record as saying this. I don't think you're ever going to be able to stop it. I don't think as he gets older, maybe you can kind of calm him down a little bit.
But he
is so high and so low. And it's like, can you withstand this to where he starts to get it at some point? And I hope that you can, because I know how special of a player he is. And I know this. I know if you trade him, you're going to get 25 cents on the dollar. He's going to go somewhere. If he goes to a team like Miami, they will win a championship. They will win a championship because Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra can handle it. Who's in charge right now can't, of the Sixers.
Well, yeah, see, that's what that tells me. That tells me then the right people in charge, I mean, the people that are in charge may not be the right people. If that's the case.
Elton Brand and Brett Brown are not here because of vast basketball knowledge in the front office and great X's and O's. They're in charge right now because this isn't supposed to happen. Elton Brand's supposed to guide Joel Embiid.
Listen, I said this last week, man. Would you trade Ben Simmons if it meant you're going to win a championship with Embiid in the next 5 years? Now, you'll probably only have 5 years with Embiid. As a dominant player you can build around.
Yes, for a guaranteed championship, but for the chance,
mm-hmm.
No. Because then you'll end up having to trade him too, and now you'll be stuck with none of them. That's the thing. You can move Ben out of here and say, mm-hmm. we're keeping Joel.
Well, you could do a 10-year chain. I mean, you can have Ben for the next 10 years and take your chances there and then trade Joel Embiid.
It's the safer move.
You would have 10 years with Ben Simmons. It's the safer move, but I don't know if it's the best move.
Go back to the phones. Terry, North Philadelphia. Terry, is this a huge deal? Is this a big deal? What do you think?
I honestly think it's not a big deal. I think that Joel Mitchell's statement may be stability, maybe a big deal. How's he's going through the season? I really think that everybody in the front office need to be in tune with him and like and try to figure this out. I mean, like Ike said, it's nothing they can do right now. Maybe next season, try to fix whatever's going on in the front office because it seems like they're not paying his mental issue. I think it's an issue, you know, up the front with him.
Well, I'll bet you Joel thinks the fit on the team and the players on the team's an issue. What could possibly – so what do you think his issues
are? I would imagine,
are?
John, all of them think that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Joel is alone in thinking that, man, these parts don't seem like they fit. Now, they aren't doing the complaining that he is or moping like he is. These guys just go out and play.
But they're going through the motions too.
Yeah.
And that's why you see the way that they show up on some nights is because they're going through the motions.
Well, the problem is that they also follow his lead to a degree.
They do. They take on his personality. Yeah. You saw that last year in the playoffs when he was sick that game and he was I'm so sick. They looked like they were sick.
Yeah.
We see with that Bucks team. I mean, last Thursday it was like that's a team who follows Giannis. And the Sixers are
a team that follows
Embiid.
Joel Embiid. You're so right. Yeah, you're right. And like at this point, I don't know how the 76ers continue with Brett Brown in charge. I don't. He has no answers. This isn't going to turn around because Brett. You know why this is going to turn around? Because major changes need to be made. You think there's anybody on that team, Mike? Just being honest, we don't know the intimate knowledge of what they think. But do you think that anybody thinks that Brett Brown is a championship caliber coach and he's going to be the guy that takes them?
No.
Nobody thinks that, right?
No.
Do you think that they like Brett Brown and think he's a good guy?
I think they like him,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he lets them do pretty much what they want to
sure.
do.
Sure, and he's a good dude. He's a good father. Like
It's like liking Gabe Kapler.
Right.
Yeah, we like you. Yeah, okay. When Gabe's trying to get you to do certain things, right. why don't you guys do it?
Yeah, I don't know how much eye rolling's not going on down there.
Right.
With Brett Brown. So if that's the case and everybody knows this, then what are you waiting for? Other than bringing a guy in that maybe can get through to Joel, right? That maybe can get through to him. There's nobody getting through right now. Like, what is his problem? What do you think is the root and the center of Joel's problem right now?
The team is not built around him and he's not the focal point.
And they're not successful and he's not getting his and the crowd's booing him and all that stuff together. It's like, hold on, you're booing me?
Yep.
You're booing me? The one guy who can play, you're going to boo me. My crowd's going to boo me. Because remember, he was the Broad Street bully. He was so, I'm Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
He's a phony, Joel Embiid. He is a phony. I don't buy it for a second. This guy's a lot smarter than people think. He is manipulating this process right now. The process, he's manipulating it right now. And he's going to do it right to a different team. And the Sixers aren't going to get what they should get. Let's go to Bruce the Weatherman checking in. Bruce.
Hey, John, you know, I agree with every word you're saying. He is a phony. He is arrogant. It's ego. It's narcissism. I mean, this guy thinks he's God's gift to basketball in Philadelphia, and it's just horrible. These games are hard to watch. There's so many things wrong with the Sixers, John and Ike, that I need an hour of your time. You know, how about Tobias Harris getting a max contract? When was the last time he had a decent game? I mean, it's just disgusting. I sit there at night and just hope and pray things are going to work out. Ben Simmons still isn't shooting the ball beyond the key. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, I was just talking to Jack while I was waiting to get on with you guys about the fact that it's Philly's time. And just like I told you last year, I live for the Phillies. I think we got a better team this year. I can't wait until you guys beat this dead horse to death, leave it alone, and start talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. Seriously. I'm almost speechless with what I see going on with the Sixers. There's so many things wrong. Al Horford, what the heck is he and all the money he's making? Let's move on to the weather for a minute. This is the winter from hell. There is nothing good about this winter. You can't get it this warm, this time of the year without lots of rain. And boy, are we having rain, and there's more coming. We'll have a break tomorrow. More rain tomorrow night. Rain all day Thursday. Then we have an Arctic spike for 2 days, but it's not going to bring any snow. And looking at the long-range pattern going into March, I don't see any snow there either. We may actually tie the winter of 73 where there was no snow at all, no measurable snow.
That'd
I think Philly's
awesome.
Had 3/10 of an inch.
That sounds
three-tenths of an inch Philly's had. I've had 7/10 of an inch down here in western Atlantic County. Ike,
yes.
I'm telling you, listen to you guys. You don't sugarcoat anything.
No.
And John generally doesn't either. And you guys are pretty much in agreement with what's going on here. And I don't know what the answer is. And nobody in Philadelphia seems to, too. But it's just a disaster, this basketball team.
It is.
I don't know what to say, guys.
I'll tell you what.
Listen, I got to go. I'm ready to cry.
I'll call you
later in the week.
All right,
okay.
There he is, Bruce.
I didn't even get a word in there.
You just had to let him go.
He was excited.
Yeah.
He was excited.
Well, I wanted to tell him I appreciate the good news. What do you think? I want snow around here or
no
something?
Snow.
Yeah,
oh,
snow.
Come on.
You think we want snow here?
A nice weekend storm.
Yeah, this is not
where
the...
we're not affected for travel and things like that.
Yeah, Jack,
yeah,
this
I
is not
go
the
make
Poconos.
A snowman.
I'm not skiing out here. What are we talking, what are we talking about, man? I got to get back and forth to here.
You're not skiing in South Jersey?
No, I'm not.
He's got events on the weekends with
exactly,
his kids.
Yeah,
he doesn't need
stuff
to be
to do, man. Yeah, I don't need to be shoveling snow. I'm good. If you want to get a nice little coating that makes it look good for pitchers, fine. I don't need slush everywhere.
No.
I don't need to be in my driveway. Yes, I do have a driveway now. I don't need to be in my driveway shoveling snow.
You're allowed to have a driveway. You just can't.
Play basketball.
Yeah, you just can't be like, that's where, that's the be-all, end-all.
It's a rim in it. It's a rim in the driveway, man.
Yeah, but the driveway rims are pretty forgiving, right?
That's you're damn right. That's why I get my shots up at.
All right, so I'm looking at our poll again, all right?
Yeah.
And
are you getting mad?
I'm seeing I started reading some of the responses, and I was getting mad. But,
yeah, that's what gets you mad.
But, we're about 1,700 votes in. 50% say this is not a big deal at all. 50%, Ike.
Yeah.
Like, not 30.
I think they want it to not be a big deal. And I can understand why you don't want it to be a big deal, because what's the next thing? You're figuring, okay, this isn't going to end well.
Yep.
So nobody wants to think about that prospect.
Yeah, so these half of half of our audience. I don't know if it's half of the listeners or half of the people that are on Twitter. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking that more people on Twitter, cuz it's a younger
sure.
And that's kind of the people that would think it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we're the bad media, we're bad WIP. WIP, it's so negative, right? So do you think the Sixers don't think this is a big deal? They're bearded millennial. I mean, seriously, do you think the Sixers think this is not a big deal at all? You think that Joel Embiid is just going to – it's going to go away. They cheer him tonight, and then he's fine, and there's never any of these maturity issues in the future?
Yeah, Brett Brown doesn't want to be answering questions about tweets and Instagram posts.
Right. His teammates don't either.
Yeah.
Right? His teammates want to play basketball and play better, and maybe,
Well, they want to try to keep this little winning streak going.
Do they?
Think they do.
Does Joe want to do that? Right? Like, because this is the time to, get look good going into the All-Star break, come out rested, and bang, nail them.
Yep.
Let's go to Ja'Cory in Florida, listening on the radio.com app. Hi, Ja'Cory.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Ja'Cory?
What's up, Ja'Cory?
How are you?
Man, look, Ben Simmons going to be putting the blender tonight because he's going against Kawhi, Paul George, Montrez, and Marcus Morris. He'll be putting the blender tonight.
That's a good point by you.
Kawhi
does do something to Ben
to
Simmons.
Ben.
Yeah.
No, you're a Clippers fan too, Ja'Cory. That's right.
Oh, he is.
But back with the Embiid thing, he don't want to go to Miami. He don't want to go to Miami because
why would he not want to go down there?
Because you don't have to go work down there. You got Pat Riley Sr., Pat Riley Jr., a.k.a. Eric Spoelstra. You won't go down to work. You ain't going to take
that's
no games off.
Yeah, but that's ain't what he needs.
Yeah, but he got his guy down there with him. He got Jimmy Butler down there with him. Jimmy would be the leader down there. And B could be the fun-loving young star player, but doesn't necessarily have to have the responsibility of being the team leader. That would be Jimmy.
Yeah, it's honestly perfect for him because he'd never have to worry about booze for the most part,
yeah.
right? there's not sports radio down there where people are there's no, polls. Every show is talking about the poll, get rid of them or keep them.
Right.
Right? It's South Beach. Who wouldn't want to live in South Beach with the weather and the women?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's the perfect destination for him. He's got Jimmy. He's got an organization that can handle him and knows how to handle a star player like that. Right? Yeah, and but he needs that structure. What he's doing right now is pretty much whatever he wants to do. The team's scared to death of him.
Yeah, to me, if he legitimately is thinking about not being here, I don't think it has anything to do with the fans. I don't think it has anything to do with WIP. You think Joel Embiid listens to WIP?
No, I don't.
Give me a break. Joel Embiid is not listening to WIP.
Oh, we're running him out of town.
Yeah, WIP isn't going to run Joel Embiid anywhere out of town. If he decides he wants to leave, it's going to be because of the basketball family that he has doesn't necessarily feel like a family to him. That's what makes him want to leave. There have been plenty of players, and I heard Spike say this earlier. He's right. There have been plenty of players that have gotten the utmost adulation and love from a fan base, and they still left. Did Cleveland run LeBron James out of Cleveland?
No.
Did Miami run LeBron out of Miami?
No.
Did Cleveland run LeBron out of Cleveland when he went to L.A.?
No.
Did OKC run Kevin Durant out of OKC?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't know. It's the player who doesn't like the environment that he's working in every day, the people that he deals with every day. That's what makes the guy not want to be there anymore. Did San Antonio make Kawhi Leonard leave? Mm-hmm. No, he didn't want to play for Greg Popovich anymore.
No. Yeah. No, but like, here's the other thing. Doesn't Miami have a ton of cap space? Like,
I haven't looked. I don't know.
They do. Yeah. They do.
That's why they didn't make the Gallinari trade, because they want to keep the cap space.
The cap space. So, I mean, you'd be making a trade anyway, but still, it enables you to add pieces around him to where very quickly. I mean, they're already better than the Sixers. They don't have Joel Embiid.
Right.
Give them Joel Embiid, who's focused and ready to play. Are they a favorite in the East?
No, not the favorite, but
they're close, man.
Close, yeah. That's them in Milwaukee. Yeah,
that's a tough team.
Yep, you're right.
Let's go to Cynthia.
But that can't happen until the offseason or 2021 summer.
Can I please
summer 21?
Can we please talk to somebody that doesn't think this is a big idea? I mean, seriously, because I just want to understand your mindset. 888-729-9494. I think we have an open line. Carte blanche if you call in right now. Cynthia in Drexel Hill. Cynthia, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Cynthia. How you doing?
Good. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my husband, Eddie, who's at work.
What's up, Eddie?
And, hi. You said you wanted to talk to someone that didn't think this was
a big deal.
It's not gonna be me, because something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. Either he improves, or they have to consider just getting rid of him. He's not irreplaceable, and he got a big head for nothing, because he's not working to his potential. We know we've seen his potential, but he's not working to his potential.
Yeah, seems very distracted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ben's distracted and Embiid's distracted. Tobias, I really want to see more from him. And my Dominican brother, you know, I don't even know what happened, because he was so good in the Celtics, and he's just not working to his potential either. So I don't know what's going on, but something needs to happen, because we're not paying him. We're paying them all this money so that they can win a championship, you know, and year after year, nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Would you be opposed to putting Al Horford on the bench?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not opposed to that, because, I mean, if he's not working to his full potential, then there's other people in the bench that are stepping up to the plate more than Ben, more than the star players, you know, then give them a chance. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to lead that team. That team
has no leader.
Don't know who the captain is. We don't know who the leader is.
They have no leader, including the head coach.
Great call, Cynthia. Shout out to our husband, Eddie.
Yep.
At work. Bringing home the bacon.
What's up, Eddie, at work? Give me your top three Eddies off the top of your head.
Oh, man. Eddie Monster.
Excellent.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, man. Number one seed.
Oh, man.
I thought Haskell before Munster.
Oh, man. You know what? Philadelphia's own Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin. Malcolm and Eddie. Fast Eddie?
Fast Eddie. Easy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie.
He has a lot of Eddies out there, man.
Crazy Eddie was an East Coast electronics guy. In the late 80s, I think.
Yeah, Eddie,
his prices are insane.
Yeah, Eddie is a 60s, 70s name that.
Yeah.
I met a lot of those people in the 80s.
Yeah, they're shiesty.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder? Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
Eddie Murphy's probably the top
that's
one.
That's my top guy.
Yeah, that's the top guy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Munster's a good pull, though. Yeah. I like that one as well. All right, let's go to Chris. Oh, it's our buddy Chris in Pensauken, New Jersey. It's Mr. Sixers Expert. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up, Tupac? What's up, Biggie?
Hey, man.
What's up, Chris?
Yo, man. Know what it is? Spike Eskin, he knows the intertwinings of that organization very, very well. And I don't usually agree 100% with anybody. Like I always tell you, I'm the grumpy old man that owns the laundromats.
Right.
He's got it right, man. And guess what? Ike, you got it right. It's Brett Brown, it's the ownership, and my God, I love Elton Brand. But if that was Howie Roseman, they'd be hanging him for all the bad moves he did. I mean, he hasn't done one good move. Spike went on the other night and went over line after line. It wasn't even fair. We lost in every move we made. And then he's giving people max deals that wouldn't get a max deal anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And JoJo and Ben, they do whatever they want down there. So whether it's wrong, right, or indifferent. And this is what's going to happen. I believe it was you, Ike. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the year, know what he's going to say? Yo, man, I want to go to Miami. You have a nice day. I'm out. Why would you want to be here? Think about it. I mean, like you said, he doesn't listen to WIP. He'll be a superstar down there. He won't have to be the leader. Neither one of those kids were leaders out of college. So we're expecting to be leaders. JoJo wasn't a leader in college. Either was Ben.
Nope.
So we'll go down to Miami. We'll drop back to a 7th and 8th seed again, and then everybody can't be pissed off at JoJo, and he'll win the championship because that structure down there, that structure's amazing, John. Just like you said, they have structure.
Yeah.
There's consequences. Yeah. Just like you do with your children when you go, hey, to your oldest daughter, you can have one scoop of ice cream. When you turn around, she puts two scoops. John says, then you're getting no ice cream. These guys, they eat all the ice cream they want.
Well, Chris.
It's a joke, man. I'm down there section 104 every night, man, and Brett Brown is insane, man. That guy sits on the end of the bench, John. Brett Brown don't even go up and talk to him.
Yeah, he seems like to me he's a guy that just like doesn't have any answers at this point.
Ooh, Brett.
Brett, yeah. I mean, what's he?
Well, long season, sometimes you don't know what to say to the guys.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I think there's only one thing you can really say to Joel, and it's not yelling or screaming and saying you're sitting on the bench. It's having an honest conversation to be like, well, you know, what can we do? What can we do to improve this?
Listen, the last star player that I could think of that got benched was DeMar DeRozan. That happened in a playoff game.
Yeah, it cost the coach the job.
Yeah, Dwayne Casey, yeah, he's now coaching in a different place.
And they brought in the new coach and they won the championship.
Yes.
Without him.
Now, they traded DeMar DeRozan, but you don't bench star players.
No. So check this out. All right, our sister station in I guess it's Portland, Oregon, right? Yeah, I've been on one of the shows before.
Send us Dame Dollar.
No. So what do you think their poll question is today?
Should we trade Dame for Joel?
Should we trade CJ and other pieces for Joel Embiid?
Oh.
And 56% say yes right now.
Out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's CJ McCollum, it's not Dame.
So, right, but...
Yeah, they want to put Dame with Joel Embiid.
That would probably
It's
win
interesting
the West.
That it's only 56%. Because you would think it'd be like 90%. I mean, who
That
knows?
Is interesting. It should be like 90%.
Well, first of all, it's Portland. That stuff is legal out there, I believe.
That's true.
Out there in Portland. Oregon is. And then secondly, now, basketball fans, as much as... I'm not in this camp, but a lot of basketball fans in your camp of you can't win with a big man as your guy in today's game. So if I'm Portland, they're probably looking at it like, oh, well, Embiid is not exactly what we need. We need another scorer to go with these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
That may be what they're looking at. We don't want to take CJ away.
Well, they may do it. But to the point of, like, that Philly media is creating this. Philly media didn't create any of this. Joel Embiid created all of this.
He made it a national story.
All of this.
Yes, he made it a national story. You go on Instagram with the amount of followers that he has. See, and here's what's different about the NBA, John, and I've said it countless times. When NBA players do stuff like this, it means something.
Right.
Because they control the league. Now, a football player does this, it's like, oh, he's just talking.
Yeah, you can sit out and not get paid.
Exactly,
and
not get
whatever.
Paid. Yeah.
NBA, that, when was the last player that sat out and, no. and didn't whatever?
No, their contracts are guaranteed. And their union, I mean, to come up with an injury to not be able to play isn't
That's
that
all he
difficult.
Has to do, yeah. My back hurts, yeah, especially Joe.
Yeah, I mean, we just watch Anthony Davis do this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Iguodala didn't play 3/4 of the season because he didn't want to. And they were like, okay.
The moment they traded him, he played last night.
Yeah, and got an extension to be traded, $30 million.
So he's completely healthy. Players control their destination in the NBA.
Let's go to Lamar.
Star players have more control than anybody.
So Lamar says this is not a big deal. Hell no. What's up, Lamar? How are you?
Yeah, man. Ain't no big deal, man. They just got to – what they got to do is – they got to change the coach. The head coach got to get changed. The guy you brought in, you should have never brought in anyway, from Boston, he got to come off the bench.
Oh, Horford, yeah.
And then, you know, I'm just so pissed that the GM, why you just didn't bring that team back? If you didn't want to pay for one person, they should never bring back the guy that we signed.
Lamar, hang on. Hold on. Why is this not a big deal, though? Because what you're telling me is it's a big deal because the GM screwed this up. So tell me why it's not a big deal.
Not what I'm saying. All right, well, the reason why I say it's not a big deal is because and being goofy, man. He ain't going nowhere. He loves his city, man.
No, he doesn't.
I met the brother. He loves this city. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't say he. You know, I don't know. When's his contract up? In
he's
like two, 3 years?
He's got 3 more years after this, I believe.
Hey, Lamar, would you agree with this, though? Because I think at the core you're right, but things change, right? So here's what I would ask Lamar. He loved being here when the city was his, when the Sixers were clearly his team. And it seems to me that he doesn't feel like, well, they didn't build the team to fit what I do well. We aren't running an offense that features me. They seem to be favoring Ben Simmons a little bit more as far as what they want to do. And he would be the one who's getting the sense of this. See, if this was just outside noise, then he would be rallying around the troops. He would be talking about how good of a team they are, and this is a band of brothers, and we're good. No, he's talking about himself.
Yep.
It's all he's talking about is himself. He's not talking about the team and everything else. He's saying what he needs to do to get back to being Joel Embiid, right? Like, he's so up and down right now. He doesn't even know if he's happy or upset or what he's happy or upset at.
Yep.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he feels betrayed, and he's turned. Like, he's turned on the city. I believe that. Like, ultimately, does he still love the city? Maybe tomorrow he does.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
See, I don't think he's turned on the city. I think he's – what's happening right now is when there's an issue that happens between player and team or player and coach, the collateral damage is the media and the fans. So who, right? We're like the faceless people,
mm-hmm.
right? We're faceless people. We're just a bunch of fans, a bunch of media. Even though the media does have a face, it almost gets lumped into one thing, and you just cast the net and say, oh, that's just the media.
The
Philly media, right? That's the Philly media. Like Brett Brown, seriously, dude, you came out with that explanation about Philly fans being aggressive. Are you kidding me? This fan base that supported your ass when you was out there winning 10 games a season? This fan base is set by and watched this organization lose on purpose? You're going to roll that out yesterday? That this fan base is aggressive? And that's just how they are? Because you're trying to walk a tightrope here and have your players back, but at the same time trying to say, oh, that's just Philly fans. That's just who they are. No, you tell your player he's wrong, and you don't come at your fan base, a fan base that has supported him. Look at the amount of games he's been here for from the time he's been drafted versus how many games he's played, and tell this fan base they're too aggressive when it comes to their passion they show towards a dude that tells them to shut the bleep up. Brett Brown, are you kidding me? I mean, you got to be kidding me, dude. These same players going to get you fired.
They are. Yep. You're right.
And you got nerve to try to play sides here. And oh, I'm a halfway support Embiid, even though I know he's wrong.
He knows he's wrong.
Even though I know he's right. wrong. Are you kidding me?
He's talking in circles. He'll do it again tonight at about 5:20. We'll have it for you.
Of the major teams in this town, the Sixers got no room to talk about fan support. None. They're the only team in this town that lost on purpose for 5 years.
And how are they doing today with fan support?
Are you kidding me? They got the number one attendance in the NBA.
Yep, last 2 years.
Come on, Brett Brown.
888-729-9494.
You got to get this big guy under control, man. Start holding him accountable.
Well, but like, listen, I mean, ultimately, this is an organizational failure. Right, it starts with the owner, but it goes to Elton Brand, it goes to Brett Brown, mm-hmm. and this is an organizational failure. Even because the player deserves a lot of blame too, because
sure.
Giles is crazy, mm-hmm. all right. But ultimately, it's a failure where it is right now, and there's no plan, there's no structure, there's no anything. There's oh my God, what are we gonna do? They can't handle him. It's pretty clear they can't handle him. They better bring somebody in the Ken Ike.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
And I love the fans that'll excuse it right now, because you'll be the loudest ones when he does publicly demand a trade.
Yep.
Because then you'll be betrayed. You'll feel betrayed because you spoke up on his behalf. You said it was all jokey until it's not jokey anymore.
It's coming. We're back after this. There might be a move tonight that you've been begging for forever, or at least for the last couple weeks.
Damn right.
We'll tell you what that is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Ike's fired up! Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get into my very white voice. All right, fellas. Valentine's Day is this Friday, so check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day. Now, it's probably not what you're thinking about. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and is found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Now, Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They're addictively soft, so soft they beg to be touched. Go to Pajamagram.com to get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. Now, this is a higher level of soft. I'm telling you, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear and irresistible to touch. And when she's happy, man, you know, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com today. Again, that's Pajamagram.com, and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!